by Christine Brennan of USA Today, rather. I read it in the break, in the break between shows, and I'll comment on that in just a minute. Army Man, what's up?
How you doing today, sir?
Good. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. I just wondered what your take was on the A-Rod for 60 Minutes last night. I mean, I know he's a D-bag and all that kind of stuff, but do you think Major League Baseball is trying to kind of make him a whipping boy since he didn't stand up and take his punishment like a man? And I hang up and listen, sir.
Appreciate it. I'm going to leave that to Phil Olsen, who did watch the interview and who knows a lot more about it than I do.
Well, I mean, if you look at the other 12 players that were implicated in this Biogenesis scandal, they all took the punishment and said, you know, they owned it and took the suspensions and sat, and A-Rod has done the opposite of that. In fact, he did his best to impede the investigation that Major League Baseball was putting together, and might have actually authorized death threats, may or may not have authorized death threats on Tony Bosch. And so, I mean, that is why A-Rod's suspension goes far beyond the suspensions of any of the other players, Johnny Peralta, Ryan Braun, that kind of thing. So maybe there was a bit of a witch hunt on A-Rod, but he brought this on himself as far as what he did to impede the investigation.
So it's a witch hunt, but he's an actual witch, so it's okay.
He's not a switch-hitting witch.
No.
He's a full right-handed hitting witch who will now miss the entire baseball season. It's really interesting because he says he's allowed to go to spring training. I mean,
right.
You're not suspended from spring training, nor are you suspended from the postseason.
I read that it did include the postseason.
From what I understood, it does not.
But they reduced it to 162 games.
162 game regular season. So, and I heard another talk show bring this up. What happens if the Yankees are tied after 162 games with somebody and there's a one game added to the regular season, 163rd game? Does that make A-Rod, you know, eligible for that? Not like he would play after sitting for
a whole year.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. As great as he is, would you use him in that one game playoff? Would you use him in the postseason after he sits an entire regular season?
Absolutely not. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense at all. But look, this spring training is going to be such a circus, and it always is with the Yankees.
Why
Legends
even
Field.
Get ready? Why even go to spring training? What is the point? What is the upside?
Because he's A-Rod. I mean, because it.
But you're the Yankees. You get to decide.
If you're the Yankees, you don't want him anywhere near.
But that's what I'm saying. You get to decide. If he goes to spring training or not, right? I'm paying you to stay home. Stay home. Don't go. You're not part of it.
But that is not. I don't think that's in his mind. I mean, he would never.
But again, you're talking about what's in his mind versus what the organization wants. He doesn't get to just show up at Yankees spring training if they don't want him there, right?
I'm not positive. That's, you know, if he's under contract, then
I wish I'd get paid to stay home.
Say there's a spot for him there anyway. You know, I mean, maybe they have to have that spot for him if he's under contract, suspended or not. So, I mean,
I just don't see the point of getting your body, mind, bat, arm ready to go for a season that you're not going to play.
I agree. I mean, as far as A-Rod's concerned, his life now is going to be more angled towards the courtroom than it is the baseball field. I mean, he's taking this to federal court. As far as he's concerned, he's fighting for players' rights. He's going to take it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if he possibly can. And the thought of A-Rod as a players' rights advocate is laughable. But, I mean, that's what he's trying to turn himself into. So I agree with you. I mean, him going to Tampa in February and trying to get ready for a baseball season that won't exist for him makes no sense whatsoever. If I were him, I would, you know, buy an island, move there, and never come back.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, and again, you can't really vindicate yourself at this point because no matter what happens, even if you go to the Supreme Court and win and you get some games back and you get on the field, you're always going to be thought of as dirty. In the same way that Bonds is always going to be thought of as dirty, McGuire's done a great job better than anybody else of repairing his image. But again, I mean, he admitted he did some things wrong. The bottom line is you're always going to be thought of in the same way.
And the difference, though, is that those guys were part of a scandal that was pre-drug testing in baseball.
And he was too, but he was also part of the post-drug testing.
But now that's the difference. Now he's part of this post. Now he's the poster boy of the post-drug testing era in baseball. But and the other thing to take away from yesterday's 60 Minutes interview with Tony Bosch, who was the owner of this Biogenesis clinic, is A-Rod was routinely tested last year, but because of these, he took these testosterone gummies. And depending on the timing that he took them during the day, he could be tested after a game and come up clean. And this is something that went on over and over and over again. Mm. So if he was being tested and coming up clean while taking testosterone gummies an hour or so before the game, what does this mean about the rest of the pool of players that might have this available to them?
Yeah.
I'm not implicating anybody, not trying to, but that's one of the takeaways that I had from yesterday's interview on 60 Minutes.
It's interesting that the he plays in New York, and the Wolf of Wall Street, of course, is set on Wall Street. And the fact that there's a scene in there, and I don't think I'm giving anything away in the movie here, but there's a scene in there where Leonardo DiCaprio has a chance to walk away. The damage has been done. You've made so much money. You got a chance to get out, not scot-free, but enough. And he's in a position to me to do the same thing. You've got all the money you're ever going to need. You've done everything you can do. You got nothing else to prove, and you're not going to be able to repair your tarnished image no matter what happens in court. Why not walk away now as opposed to doing further damage? That's all you really can do now, because if you do get back on the field, we saw what he looks like. The last 10, 20, 30, 40 games the guy played, he was a below-average player, a below-average major league player, a way below-average A-Rod.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the upside?
I get the sense that throughout A-Rod's career, he has so carefully tried to craft his public image in a way that nobody believes, and he continues to do that.
Are Jim Gray and LeBron James's handlers together handling A-Rod's PR? Because this is a farce.
Every time he speaks, more people cringe.
Yes, that,
you know, he obviously doesn't get this.
I think the more Bosch speaks, the better A-Rod's off, because I think, as you pointed out when we were talking before the show, this dude comes off as slimy, greasy, dirty, bad.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty scummy.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But you're associated with him, and that sucks. And I don't know that he's making you look any worse, because, and the other question I would have is, why is this guy talking to Scott Pelley? Why is he doing 60 Minutes? What is the upside for him?
Well, I couldn't see the upside for...
If you're going to write a book, go write a book.
I don't know what the upside is for talking to 60 Minutes, but certainly there's an upside for him being defended by Major League Baseball and
all
that. Sure,
I understand that, but I don't understand the point of doing media. What's the upside for you?
Get the story out there, I guess.
I honestly don't know.
It's been out for a while now, and it's not getting any cleaner. It's as seedy as seedy gets.
Talk some NFL. The opening of Vandy. If you want to wait on the Arkansas loss, folks, I understand. I feel your pain. I was in a state of depression by Saturday night. Absolutely depressed Saturday night. Could not. I watched two teams that I actually care about lose games that they could have and should have won. It's really depressing.
What's the other team?
Iowa State.
Oh, yes, that one.
I was more depressed by the Arkansas loss, though, because that was a game that they needed badly. I even sat there in the morning and I thought, you know what? It's a real likelihood that my alma mater could lose on the road today. But if I had to choose, I'd much rather have Arkansas win. The game is so much more important, and they could not pull it off against an injured road team.
Oh,
admittedly,
that.
A very good one.
But still, you needed it. There were so many things. You even brought, I mean, national television, 18th. I finally had a sellout, you know, after all this time, a ranked team.
Yeah, you got to give credit to Scotty Wilbekin. The guy playing on a bad ankle really performed well, did not start, and then comes up big at the end to get him the victory. Sucks. It sucks. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And I sat here and said it'll get better, and it did get better, but it wasn't good enough, and better doesn't matter unless you pull the game off. So, anyway, stinks. If you want in, 433-1037, Keith Lee Service Company, live fan feedback, or you can send us an email the old-fashioned way at thezone@1037thebuzz.com. We'd be happy to hear by email or phone call your game balls or jock straps as well from over the weekend. Talk a little James Franklin and some NFL when we come back. As we head on the break, can I tell you what's happening at Suddenlink? And I'll tell you right now, I'm about to give up on sports after the weekend I had, so I'm going to go straight Suddenlink all the time. This week, it is the 13th. Tomorrow, guess what? Carrie is out, Enough Said is out, and The Butler, the Lee Daniels joint, which was talked about a lot on the Golden Globes last night, which we will talk about as well. Some good moments last night on the broadcast, which I settled down and watched after the football was over